Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, October 31st, 2019. It's 9 o'clock a.m. We're gathered for a county administration workshop in the Board of County Commissioners Conference Room. We have one main agenda item today, which is a presentation with Sean Martinez, and we have Carla McCafferty from Options of Southern Oregon here as well, regarding order number 2019-059 in the matter of dissolving the Josephine County Board of Health, dissolving the Josephine County Mental Health Advisory Board, and dissolving the Local Alcohol and Drug Planning Committee, LADPC, and establishing the Josephine County Addictions Mental Health Public Health Advisory Committee, AMPAC, and adopting bylaws for AMPAC. We have, this has kind of been a long time coming. We've been working on this for a while.
For months.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's been good, though.
Well, good morning, happy Halloween.
I'm not sure if happy and Halloween go together, but okay.
Yes,
I'm dressed
kids
up as Darren Fowler today.
Nice.
I'm a heating air guy that works on cars.
Yeah. And I'm not a soccer player.
Well, along the way, Well, 5 years ago was the start of the CCOs for the most part, 5-6 years ago, where all care and primary health came under contract with the state of Oregon, and a new, it was a result of the Federal Affordable Health Care Act. And Oregon's response was to create a CCO model, coordinated care organizations, where they're looking at the whole person, not just go to the doctor or not go to the doctor, because they realize somebody's health is dependent on more than just do they go to the doctor or not. And so for the last 5 years, or prior to this year, that's kind of been where things have been going. You saw primary health running some clinics and patients, and all care kind of the bigger option. This long session, the legislature came up with CCO 2.0, where they kind of did the next round. The first round of five-year contracts was done. Now they're going into what did they learn in the experience and moving on. It's had an impact here locally. A lot of the medical options, for instance, has direct contracts with All Care and primary health, mm-hmm. so it's not just the monies coming through us as the local mental health authority. It's just kind of a different model in that sense. But I, as liaison for mental health and public health and juvenile, find myself on Thursdays going to committees related to those departments. And on the second Thursdays is LADPC, on the third Thursdays is Mental Health Advisory, and on the fourth Thursdays is Board of Health. And what I found is I'd go to those meetings and there'd be questions about the other ones in them, or they'd have discussions that carry over into the other, or you had members on the boards that are in both or all of them. And so I posed the question several months ago to Mike and Carla and Sean, of with healthcare moving towards coordinated care, towards this wraparound look at the whole person's health, do we need to look at that from our standpoint? Because right now we have advisory committees for health and multiple types of health, but each meeting in silos. And so we brought in a group to kind of look at it, and also brought in Leslie O'Brien, and Leslie is our former public health director. She is on the board of Options of Southern Oregon, and she is on our board of health, so she's kind of fills hats in multiple roles and has had a high capacity role in the county, highly respected in the industry and such like that. So we looked at it all, and the outcome was, well, let's look at the law. What are we required to do by law? What do our bylaws say as far as the mix? And the recommendation was we think we should combine a group to combine these three entities into one. And so out of that was a process of looking at membership based on what we have in the groups right now, what statutes make us have or require us to have. And we've spent time, so we created bylaws and sent it to legal, and then we went on a roadshow. And meaning that we've gone to each of the committees and had conversations with each of the committees and getting back feedback and such. The recommendation is that we would combine the three groups into the new organization, and everybody that is currently there would be wrapped into it, and then through time, through attrition essentially, as people expire, if we kind of settle into that, so nobody's excluded.
As their terms expire?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need anyone to die for
no
this.
People expiring, no. No, as their terms expire that we look at, you know, they can reapply or not, but the idea is to include more, not exclude. And so Mike and Carla and Sean would be working together, and one meeting might focus on one of the topics if something big is going on, or generally it would be that the meetings would have portions for each. I can say that people from all the organizations attend all the meetings, so it literally is almost like, well, why aren't we having these conversations together? And so that's what's led to where we are. And
well, and I think some other things that support merging them is that prevention, the mental health dollars and prevention that comes through me, I get some from public health and then some from the mental health state grant that comes in. And so LADPC was receiving funds from both funding streams, but there was not communication. There was very little communication happening with public health. And I did attend public health or Board of Health meetings. They've been really struggling to get a quorum.
For months.
I don't even know the last time I had a quorum. LADPC has about 20 people that attend on average, and mental health has about the same.
I think 10 or 12.
What their membership is very consistently there, though. Mm-hmm. Mental health advisory, they're very loyal to attending.
You're not combining the organizations. You're just
no, just the advisory.
The advisory committee.
It shouldn't affect you saying you get funding over here for this, funding over here for this, and somebody's got at the state level say, well, you've only got one board that serves them all. That shouldn't have anything to do with
No, just that LADPC has always made recommendations on prevention dollars that used to go through mental health and now are going through public health. And so
When we dissolve these boards, do we dissolve their bylaws with it?
Yes.
Okay.
But then all three of the bylaws have been merged into this bylaw.
So we adopt new bylaws for the MPAC.
Yeah, and we've sent it up to the state to look at. Legal has gone through it to make sure that we're covering all ORSs that need to be covered. And actually, it was LADPC that had the
most recent,
requirements. So I think that, again, all the committees have been mutually acceptable of this. I think the cross education between the three will really help increase some awareness and help us advise the board on issues better, whether it's opioids, tobacco. Those are the two things that are coming out of public health right now. So,
well, it was interesting. So recently the governor signed an executive order for a vaping ban and flavor vaping and different stuff. Portions of it went to Sean, portions of it went to Mike. And it's like, we really need to have a better avenue for that communication. Because even with tobacco prevention being here and him being the public health administrator, we as a body are the local public health authority and the local mental health authority. So there's still a piece of, okay, we're the combiner. I'm trying to think. It was interesting in the research of it. Our Board of Health was established in 1937, long before the state.
That was the ONC Act, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
long before the state was involved in the process. I'm sure it was something we did as a county. Statutorily, it's not required to have a Board of Health anymore. They say counties may have one, but we're not required to have one. I thought it was interesting. And mental health advisory, the language was very interesting. It says every program must have an advisory committee. The advisory committee members are appointed by the Board of Commissioners. Okay, so Options is required to have a committee that's appointed by us. Who are they advising? Are they advising the committee? Are they advising us? It was kind of interesting because of our situation with the contracting out. But nonetheless, I would find in the Board of Health meeting, they'd have questions about mental health and prevention. And then in mental health, there'd sometimes be questions about other programs and such, and LADPC talks about all of them. So this was a recommendation of not duplicating services, but getting all those bodies together to have the conversations together to be more efficient.
Yeah, this looks very logical. I remember you talking about it earlier, and it does make sense to have all the people in the same room and not try and wonder.
A lot of the board members serve on two of the three.
Correct.
Or all three or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You're going to cut down on their, and they're all volunteers. You know, mm-hmm. We need to be very aware of how much time we're asking them to spend.
Yeah.
So they can do it all at one meeting mm-hmm. rather than going to a meeting every Thursday.
Yeah.
And Commissioner Morgan's is purely selfish because she doesn't want to work.
Kind of
what do you do on Thursdays? I go to health-related meetings.
Freeing up Thursdays for a while.
I'm still obligated on the first Thursdays with Animal Shelter Advisory and second Thursdays with this group. So I don't know what I'll do with my third and fourth Thursdays now.
You'll find some.
That's true. I can attend some other meetings. Well,
it doesn't mention a county board liaison, but I suppose there will be one. Because they serve at the pleasure of the board.
Did we leave that out? I thought there's a place in there that talks about those liaisons.
It's not in the membership. It must be somewhere else.
No, it's not in the membership.
It should be in there.
Because we've never been a voting member.
Right. It's usually nearby.
Yeah, let me.
Yeah, and then the staff are not voting members either.
Right, 15 voting members at the most. Making recommendations.
All right, so I think it's down in the bylaws, not in the order. So let me find it in the bylaws. Because I remember.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
We did put under initial membership, terms will expire through natural attrition, and then vacancies will proceed with the following guidelines. And then we created voting members. And
County Commissioner Liaison, C1.
Under non-voting members.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. And then the staff are all under there as well.
Excellent. I just hadn't landed on it yet.
So we may end up initially with more than the 15.
Because of the combining?
Correct. But we wanted to give everybody a chance to continue to be a part of it and see. Do they want to continue? Do they not? Is this format?
Right, is there any duplication?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We are. Let's see.
LADPC does have a few members that haven't attended for like 6 months, so I think they would be
tarred and feathered.
Yeah, that's
right. Or something
yeah,
like
that. yes, I don't know that they would move over necessarily.
Right.
Yeah, we do have some people attritioning off. Advisor,
just by term
just
expiring
by the end of the last mm-hmm. yeah mm-hmm. the last year or end of like June or July I think of this year we're in we had several terminate several expiring people.
Well, I will say that City Council has not been a part of Mental Health Advisory or LADPC, but there was a designee from the City of Grants Pass, and they in the last couple of years haven't come. For a while it was Tyler Flaming, and then for a long time nobody came.
Oh yeah, but straight at Board of Health. Or
at Board of Health, right. Yeah. And then DJ came once,
yeah.
I think. and he was mostly interested in cats, which is Animal Shelter Advisory, not Board of Health. And Valerie goes to that one, and she's not on that committee, but she's been going, and we allow everybody in the public to participate in that committee. But because they were on Board of Health.
That pirate keeps going back and forth. Should we be nervous? Are we under attack?
I think our office will protect us. There's enough bling.
All right.
Flare. There's enough flare that it will repel any danger from Halloween costumes going by.
Just wondering if I should answer. It's the third pirate sighting.
A pirate without a ship is not. So, perfectly harmless. Wander the halls all you want, bury the treasure.
He's a figurehead.
Yeah, I see no ship parked in the curb, so we're not worried about that.
And it's never been extended to Cape Junction City Council, so I guess if you have any questions about the membership, if you want to edit anything.
I like that. I love their inclusion.
Yes, ma'am.
I notice on here it says that the BCC self-designate a staff person to serve as secretary.
So
your sense of volunteerism overwhelms me.
I'm not saying I volunteer. I just happen to catch that.
So I would recommend as soon as we adopt these that we designate juvenile justice treatment manager to designate a staff person to take notes, as they are right now. And you know, it's one of those things that could it be a little more complicated when you have three heads? Yes, but Carla, Mike, and Sean, you know, we've worked on this for a few months, and they're all professionals. And quite frankly, there have been times we've canceled meetings for lack of topic. And I think by combining the three, it can kind of cover. Traditionally, Mental Health Advisory also doesn't meet in the summertime, and they break for the summer. So I don't know. It's one of those things that there's flexibility in it. So you'll see there's like a minimum of how many times they meet a year, but it's not a required every month because sometimes things come up that they just, you know, we got a lull. There's nothing to talk about right now. There's no stuff going on. So I found that I think Board of Health will thrive better now with this combination as well because they have felt like they didn't have a direction or a purpose, and this will help.
No, sounds really good.
So,
logical.
Any other questions, any thoughts?
No reservations?
There was one, I mean, for forthrightness, LADPC had expressed some, a couple of the members were just concerned because they liked their culture, and they worried they would lose their culture. But they had a couple meetings of getting ready for, and I even talked to one of them yesterday. I said, so when are we going to have our combined meeting? So I think it's been enough time that since it was introduced to, okay, because it took some time to work through legal and getting feedback from the state. We've been done for a few months and just kind of like, okay. But it allowed time.
For them to grasp the idea that they're only going to have one meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and LADPC really has been a committee that made a recommendation on funding, which isn't a requirement in, or an ORS anywhere, except for beer and wine tax revenue. And so that was some of the, we wanted to make sure that they were not going into this feeling like they're going to have, be able to advise on mental health issues and the funding that Options has. So I think it'll be a nice, we'll have a subcommittee that does audits of the providers that have contracts and make recommendations that way. So I think everybody's ready and on board with it.
Great.
Well, I'm in favor.
Thank you, guys.
No, it looks like nice work, too.
Thank you, ladies. It's a lot of work and just time.
Well, when you look at the timeline, past 10 years and the next 10 years, this is going to be better.
Yeah.
It's going to be
so
way
so.
Better.
Yeah. And I don't think the CCO model at the state is going away. It could have, I guess, this year as the first expiration of the five-year expiration came to. But they shored it up with the 2.0 and now continuing. So it's the new standard.
Oregon's not going to walk away from that.
No. No. Okay, so this will move forward. It will go to the administrative portion. So, Sean, would you be able to present on that next Wednesday? Are you there? Or if not, I will.
I didn't write my calendar, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I don't think I'm out of town again for a while.
Okay. I may be. I don't know. I haven't looked either. No, I'm just kidding.
But Thursday's opened up a bit.
Yeah.
The rest of it.
Are you okay with that? Are you and Mike? Because I can't do next Wednesday.
Yeah, I think
so
it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't seem overcomplicated. You guys did all the groundwork.
And this goes beyond the decision being made at this board, but when do we think we want to have our first meeting?
Well, it probably would be in December.
December.
I was hoping for November, but that's just next Thursday would be
that's
our
fine.
Meeting.
That's fine. We have time to plan.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe it would be the second.
I would say it depends on...
Let me see the calendar.
It's next week.
So we could do the 14th.
The 14th.
Okay. Yeah. That's our usual LADPC meeting, so...
I have been asked to go to a regional sorority presentation from 11:30 to 1:30 that day and be the intro speaker.
Oh, okay.
So, because you're gone.
You go,
yes,
I don't have to
I'm
go
gone.
Then.
I'm glad they asked you.
So I...
Okay, well, let's just make it for December, and I think then that gives us time to
okay.
do an agenda.
Okay, sounds good.
Because we really should get them out 7 days
okay.
ahead of time.
Okay.
And...
Well, and you'll have some past minutes to... approve from some of those other committees, perhaps? There's some closure that will happen.
I think we're
yeah,
pretty
I think
caught up.
We could probably do that at the first joint meeting
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
as well.
Yeah,
okay.
Sounds fine.
It's usually the first item on the agenda is approve the minutes and then moving on, so
okay.
yeah.
we can bring the last meeting.
As seamless as possible,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So clarification on the notices for the meetings, because I know that we had talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I am sending to media, or I'm sending to Jason to send to media.
You're sending
I'm
to Trish.
I'm sending to Trish.
Yep.
Okay.
Trish is the nexus.
That's right. Okay.
New
All
nexus.
Right. There we go.
There we go. You'll find Sean has the longest contact list of anybody I know. All right. Well, thank you both for your
right.
time and your hard work.
Yep.
Thank you.
And
thank you guys.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Good to see you so often.
Thank you. Yes, very good.
Take care.
Item number 2 is any other business, or item 3 is board business matters from commissioners.
Neither.
I neither. Although, I can't believe it's Halloween already. Holy smokes, I'm so glad the churches get out and make some activities. Fort Vinoy makes their event totally accessible on these days, and I can't wait to see all the kids running around tonight. It's so much fun. I got a Kyle Loren at my house. So first he was Darth Vader, Kyle Loren. We need a new villain in Star Wars for him to be. So next year, maybe there'll be one in the new movie.
Does Grandpa have a candy bag?
No, I'm so anti-candy now, but I do remember walking downtown and collecting candy with an 18-month-old. Like,
aww.
He's not going to chew that. What are we doing here? Hang on a minute.
It's more that they just look cute
yeah.
in the outfits,
they do look
right?
cute, but it's like, that candy's for your mom, isn't it?
Yeah. I have one item for you guys. I'm pulling it up on the computer.
Yeah?
When we came in, we got name badges that were black, that had gold lettering, and they didn't say Josephine County. They had the outline of the county, and it was overlaid over our name, so to me it was always confusing. Could you actually read it with an image over the name?
Right.
And they easily got scratched up and kind of hard to read. They had got us a very blank one that said, we're going to get this just until the new brand comes out. So with Jason having worked with Nice Badge on some items for the fair, I had inquired if they could prepare samples for potential of a name badge for the county for... Let's see what my battery's like with that button. Oh, plenty fine. So options... And they state that everybody can order individually to themselves. But the option is, as well, as we can send out to department heads and see if people want to order so there's a consistent name badge option.
What, like take a sample poll of what the
they
preference
said,
is or no?
Depending on what they have budget for or they want to spend. For me, all of these are... under $40. The cheapest is $15. I'm willing to pay it myself out of pocket. It's a matter of...
You can write that off on your taxes, you know.
You can't. Work expenses are no longer in this.
Is necessary to carrying out your job?
That's, yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
So, anyhow, these are the samples they prepared for us that incorporate the brand.
Are the gray ones silver in reality? Are they
I think they're gray matte.
Gray matte.
I think kind of like the temporary ones were like a white, but they can make anything. I mean, they have $5,000 ones. They have these basic ones. And so it was one of those things that I said I would bring it to the board and get your thoughts and responses. And they said you can order individually per individual desire, and they can make whatever you want. So you don't have to have all the same. You can.
I like the bigger logo on the bottom two left, but I also have those two there.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on what you're wearing, the outline on the bottom one, like say if you have a light-colored jacket, I think number two would just kind of blend in with the jacket if you had, like, say, a gray jacket on.
So this frames it in a way that
outline would say, okay, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, if you have a black jacket on, item number two looks a lot better.
Right.
Well, you know, and
technically, you can
buy two.
We were given two that first year, and mine are so scratched up that you can't even.
Well, first of all, we got a pin in the back.
Oh, these have magnets.
And then the second batch we got was magnets,
mm-hmm.
which is way better. What's the surrounding material? It's got a little glint there, the border on that bottom left.
Yep.
Does it have a description?
Yes. Let me. They describe these as rounded corners, silver frame, and then the other two fancier ones that are the $32 ones are black framed and matte silver frame. So
I assume that one's black frame then?
I think so.
All right.
I can ask more questions of what the material is made of.
I'm with you, Dan, on the logo is more clear when it gets this small.
It gets too
scrunchy.
I like the Joe's. I can read Joe's theme on all of them for sure, but it'd be nice if, you know, somebody walks up to you, they don't have to. Excuse me. It's apparent.
Take a picture and blow it up.
Get really, really good kickback everywhere. I gave one of my cards to Sandy over in Klamath, but God, I like your logo.
Yeah. I was at the business.
Very proud.
Greeters on Wednesday, and my business card came up, and he's like, oh, sporting the new county logo.
Yeah.
He had to say it, because you can't miss it.
You can't miss it.
I kind of like the idea of having both. Dan's right, depending upon clothing.
I'm willing to cough up for both.
So the question is, both this one and this one, lighter, darker, or these two?
I like the two on the left.
I'm with Dan.
With the bigger Joseph.
I hope that all departments could maybe choose between those two, so that we don't get into this in all other departments.
We could just send those out to the management and say,
that's our name.
This is a cheaper version. This is the next one. If you order, go through Nice Badge. Here's the setup.
Yeah, and they could get two just like us, and it'd be the same price as one of those.
Sorry to get them back all on frame.
Yeah.
Well, and we could also ask them, say, we like the larger logo options.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As the template, can everything have that template, and see if they came up with more ideas. But I also don't want them to spend a lot of staff time on if you find something you like.
Yeah.
And if we just settle on one logo, does that make them cheaper because they don't have to, I don't think so. It's all,
yeah, it's all computer
generated.
Yeah. Yeah. But then they could choose. We're not narrowing down to one, so I like that.
I don't expect staff to pay for their own.
No.
This is part of the rollout. This is part of the logo rollout.
It is.
Well, and part of that rollout, I still think we need to do.
Yes.
I saw our director of facilities in a really nice newer vehicle with nothing on it, and I'm like, where's the new logo?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have anything on it. You have budget to put a sticker on it, I imagine.
That question came up yesterday with Sarah's PowerPoint, and she's like, can we use the new one? And she was being told by IT no. And I'm like, use the new one.
Yeah.
And But yep. I got an email this morning from John. He has, they were waiting for something from Slate that came in this morning at 8:45.
Oh.
And it is the finalized, hopefully upgraded brand guide. And if I give my blessing, he'll present to us next week.
Yeah.
And it'll be on our, he says next Thursday for approval. I mean, we could potentially do Tuesday as well if you want, but I don't know what our schedules are. So anyhow, I just got that email at 9:05, and so well, we should have
I think there should be a way to pair up some economic development money in a percentage basis, maybe. Say, economic development can pay for 75%, and you guys pay for 25% out of your own budgets to upgrade your truck stickers and upgrade specifically the building, facilities, and fleet maintenance, because it's no fun to have a new brand unless you can put it on the trucks. And I don't want to have a mix of old and new. Nope. So I want to, I think there's a way to help pay for that.
Well, just at last, for instance, last night, look at all of the concerns over here about Riverbanks Road, and it doesn't have anything to do with us.
Right.
Well, Riverbanks this, and River, what are you doing about that?
It quieted that down.
That's all an old office.
That settles that.
Oh, well, you know, we'll work with you on it.
Somebody has to start liking Starburst, by the way.
So if I...
Ratio's 4-1.
I can send this to Annette, who can send it out to the managers with the price, and they can decide. It might be easier to coordinate one order, or let me find out from them. Could individual departments reach out and say this is what we want, or would it
or
be best to have
through Annette or something?
Yeah, I mean, for ease of operation, how they do over there, they run them all through at the same time. It would probably be easier to put one in versus one offing here and there.
Right. At least this first initial.
Yeah.
Just give them a deadline as to when they need to have their orders in.
Or their requests.
I would like ours before the conference.
I would too.
Oh. I could take mine in New Zealand.
Would you like everyone to?
One of each with the big logos on the laptop.
Yeah,
that's my recommendation.
That's better.
Do you want Dan or Daniel E. DeYoung?
Daniel E. DeYoung. Don't put Danny because then I'll think they know
you
from high school.
Dan.
Dan's fine.
First and last name, Darren Fowler. Yeah, Dan DeYoung.
Big D, little E, big Y. Opposite of DeYoung.
I'm just going to... yeah, we'll get that going and we'll
get
it.
Do you have a middle name?
Nicole.
Nicole, oh. Weird.
Yeah, spelled the same. So here's the fun part, too.
Right.
My great grandmother's.
Hello.
Recording?
What's that?
We're still
it
recording.
Is. But we'll be done in just a minute. My great grandmother was Lillian, but she went by Lily, Lillie.
Right.
She hated Lillian. When my mom had me and called her and said, Grandma, I named my baby after you. Oh. She was so excited, but spelled it after the flower, L-I-L-Y. With my middle name being Nicole, my middle initial N, Lily N. Morgan. It's like it was Lillian Witchcraft.
I see she got it anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
I think we need to look at putting out a policy for the new logo and what our expectations are. We do have a policy for the old logo, so I think we need to revise it.
That's going to be next week.
Okay.
When he presents, yeah.
Oh, perfect. Is he creating the policy?
No, we have an order from 1997 that we're going to upgrade.
Okay.
Yay.
Perfect.
Asked and answered.
Good.
I haven't read all his email yet, but yes.
Sure, we're going to wait for 10 more years to upgrade the policy? I mean, we're already 21 into it.
So just so you know, what is coming is a branding guide for usage, email signatures, like people add to the bottom of their things with logos, mm-hmm. letterhead options, PowerPoint options. So those are coming.
Excellent.
Okay. I also want to know how you want us to proceed with the follow-up from last night. Up till now, it's been me following up with Sarah and Wally and then Cy. We're on a time frame if we want to get this going by this end of this year. Based on the feedback you got last night, do you want to change anything?
I don't particularly. I think the guy that had the most compelling argument was the guy that was going to be encircled by county land. I think we kind of put that to bed last night, Jimmy Christmas. I would just say, would you rather have co-ownership with 330 million people with BLM, or would you like to have co-ownership with 83,000 people in Josephine County? Yeah. It brings it home. I think he was okay with it once he realized nothing.
No, I think their concerns were addressed.
He wasn't going to have kids all the way around his place and outhouses and whatnot. Nothing was going to change in his world.
No, I'm on board for moving forward as presented.
The two guys on Riverbanks Road, they have some pretty good ideas. They said, does anybody anywhere have a long-range projection as to how many people and permits, building permits, are going to put out there in that area with in regards to what it's going to do to the traffic patterns on Riverbanks Road? I said, you know, I don't know that, but I'll talk to Market Planning and see if they keep a running tally that, oops, we're getting a little bit too many houses out there.
Minimum acreage is R5. But some of those properties were designated 2.5s or 1s.
Yeah, there's some 1s. Yeah.
And so every 1 acre can get a house in that designation.
Marcy Loop, where you go around part of Marcy Loop, there's house, all new houses back in there now.
Oh, yeah. And this is the interface of, we're right up against wildland fire. And right. So this is that area that the state policies of some counties have adopted voluntary codes that you have to, if you're building in that interface right there, that you have to have building materials that are fire resistant, or, you know, guidelines of no open eaves, you have covers on your things, roofing material of this and this and that. But here we continue to have large growth in that area, so larger exposure, and it's one road in and out. It is a concern.
And another thing I'll probably try to follow through on this. When they did that bridge replacement, I'm assuming they did a traffic study involved with that, and did it include that intersection at Riverbanks and 199 as to how many cars went to and from? It should have been in that traffic. It should have been a traffic study done with that bridge. But I'll call Art and find out if they did anything like that.
Sounds good.
Just so we have something. I say, yeah, it was in the traffic study, and this is the result, and it didn't meet the threshold to put a light in yet.
They do have turn lanes. That's one of the things they added. They had a turn lane coming onto Riverbanks. There's kind of a get out into the turn lane to get over
to
coming out.
To me, it's confusing when I come out onto Riverbanks because they have that island coming off of the bridge. And if it's raining, you have, and headlights are coming, you have no idea where you're supposed to be in alignment with that bridge.
True.
None whatsoever. And you're also, you almost have to creep out to see the oncoming lane on that bridge.
It could be frustrating for people who live on it.
It could be improved. I think it's a poor design in reality. Probably looks good on the map, but I'll touch base with Art on that and kind of see if we can get some information on that as to what thought process went into that. And I'm assuming it all goes by traffic count. So if the traffic count isn't high enough and the accident count is not high enough, they're not going to do anything about it. And I don't know how many accidents they've had out there. But he'd have all that.
Sure. Yeah, but I don't see any reason not to move forward in the ask.
I didn't hear any real big negatives last night, to be honest with you.
Agreed.
All right. I just wanted to make sure. So then I will meet with Wally and Cy, get the emails going, and see about what's next steps. So anything else? Okay, so we have a few minutes to get over there. I'll follow up with you. We had one participant just email that they can't make it but would like to have a call-in, so we need to see if John can set up a call-in option.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll be able to go from there. So nothing else. We'll see you at 10 o'clock next door.
Sure.
And we will be adjourned at 9:39. Oh, wait, before we adjourn, hold that thought. Monday, I have a conflict of two meetings. And I need to not go to the manager's meeting. Could you cover for me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's not the lunch one. It's the 1:30 one. I don't want to miss it.
Right.
I just
the elected,
can't.
But, sure.
Okay. I also have an AOC board meeting that was called because of the personal
phone
stuff.
In.
Yeah, phoning in.
Just for
sake of talking, when I was over consult yesterday, they're not real happy with the AOC.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Not at all.
We're only as strong as our membership holds us accountable for. And that's one of those things that the more we're involved and we dictate what outcome we're seeing, that's the accountability. But as far as that goes, I don't disagree. I think we have to...
There's work to do there, but that's when you get in and do the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you got a hole in your boat, you don't say, well, that's it, I'm out of here.
Exactly, you get to work patching it.
You get down and patch a hole and you move on.
Well, we got a chance to set a new culture as well with the new director. And yep.
You got two good, strong classes in a row.
All right. That are willing.
So I didn't have control over when they set that meeting. I apologize. So, okay. With that, we can be adjourned at 9:40.